Reece unlucky not to win today.
Yeah, again. Sound like a broken record. It's like we're, you know, playing back the interview from last week. You know, it's one we've more than matched, probably bettered Chorley today. Again, it's just defending as a whole unit. You know, we're all frustrated in there that we haven't got the 3 points again. But you know, it's not a loss. We've gained a point on, obviously, on teams around us. So I know lots of games we haven't played today, and Leamington have got Dick. But you know, it's a point, and we haven't lost. So frustrating that we never won, but we go again.
You can see the gradual improvement though in the team, can't you?
Yeah, 100%. And I, you know, it goes without saying that. I think everyone can see that we're starting to play better football. You know, we've carved them open a couple of times today, especially Joe Wheatley's effort to keep us safe well. We just need to just kill teams off. We get that one goal, and if we can get that second goal like against Harrogate, where it just makes you just calm. I think we go ahead and we're even more nervous that we're gonna concede. That might be a mental thing, I don't know, but one thing is, in the chat, I said in an interview earlier, in the change room, all the lads believe, and there's no, you know, nobody with their heads down and stuff. Everyone believes that, you know, and I think that's because we're playing well. So, you know, just get a first win. I think if we had got 3 points from Alphington last week, I know we had a moment of madness last week, and then you get a point here today, you're saying that's two good, like four good points. But I think it's just the manner that we're going ahead in games, and we're not seeing them out. So it's just one of them, frustration again, but you just got to keep going.
You scored your 8th goal of the season. I've got to ask you about these goal celebrations, because I've seen this kind of barrel roll, and that one you were throwing yourself headlong into a snowdrift.
No, it's the good thing about social media is that you get to interact with fans, and I've got to say, comparing these fans to every, and I'm not just saying this, fans that I've played with before, they're better than any that I've ever played in front of, head and shoulders above. So, you know, people are tweeting and asking me to do certain things, and I'm on them. I'll just do what I'm told. So, somebody mentioned something about the snow, and I just thought, you know, go and dive head first into the snow with Brownie. So that's what we did. I mean, he nearly broke my arm though, but I won't be doing it again, that's for sure.
You mentioned the fans there. What about their efforts in getting the pitch clear of snow?
Oh, unbelievable. Absolutely. And that's another frustration. We wanted to give them something to go home about, that, you know, we've all pulled together today. They've pulled together by getting the game on, and then we, you know, to get the 3 points. But, you know, just from every one of the lads downstairs, we want to thank them, and it's really appreciate what they've done today. And it just, like I said, it just shows how together everyone is at this club. And it's, you know, I'm really proud to play for them here. So, you know, great effort and thanks.
When we were awarded the penalty in the second half, it didn't cross your mind to take it, did it?
Not in a million years. It's quite funny, because Brownie come running over to me and he was like, "Stoichi, get the ball and dink it again." I was like, "Brownie, I'm not getting anywhere near this." And, you know, to be fair, Tomo, there was no chance in a million years he was going to miss that. And I actually said to my mate Josh then, I said, he ain't missing this, mate. I said, watch how hard he hits this. And, you know, it's gone in. And, again, it's give us that lead that we haven't been able to keep. But, you know, it's another point on the board. It's a positive. We haven't lost. We're playing well, creating chances. We're scoring goals. But it's just now we've just got to lock up shop and get that win.